if you've been pricing out a new SSD lately, or maybe thinking about a home server, you've probably noticed it.
Oh, yeah. Volatility.
Things are just all over the place. The whole digital storage world feels like it's being pulled in two directions at once. Prices are just soaring. But at the same time, the tech is getting insanely fast.
That's really the core tension we need to get into today. We've gone through a huge stack of sources, market forecasts, new product specs, all of it.
Right.
And our mission really is to connect those dots. Why are DRAM and NAND prices exploding? And, what do those higher prices actually get you in a new system?
Whether it's a giant data center or just, a smart NAS for your home office.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's do it. We're going to deep dive into, I think, three key areas. First, that shocking price situation, which is, well, it's all about AI.
All about AI.
Second, the crazy speed warring components. And finally, how all this tech is actually showing up in new storage systems, from the affordable stuff all the way up to enterprise monsters.
Let's get into it.
Okay, so let's start with the thing that is just crippling budgets right now, the AI effect on pricing. And let's just hit the big number first. DRAM prices have surged a massive 172%.
Year over year.
Year over year. I mean, that is not a typo.
No, and the why behind it is the fascinating part. It points directly, as you said, to AI demand. This isn't just a normal price hike.
Right.
It's a global fulfillment crisis. The demand for things like high bandwidth memory or HBM and all the specialized DRAM for AI servers, it's consuming pretty much the entire global supply.
The whole thing.
We're seeing reports that tier one customers, so think the huge hyperscalers, are only getting about 70% of their orders filled.
Wow.
So everyone else is just scrambling for what's left.
And it's not just memory, is it? It's hitting flash storage, NAND, just as hard. We saw SanDisk jack up its NAND contract prices by 50% just for November.
Yeah, and the long-term forecast is even more concerning. Phison's CEO is on record suggesting the NAND shortage could last up to 10
10
years.
years.
And Phison, as a major controller maker, they see a really crucial shift happening. AI isn't just about training anymore.
Right.
As the models get mature, you have this huge ongoing demand for fast NAND for inference, and crucially for just storing the models themselves. These LLMs need gigantic, fast places to
They're
live.
just eating up all the enterprise-grade flash.
Exactly, like never before.
So if the big enterprise players are taking all the good stuff, all the high-margin components, does that mean the quality of consumer storage is going to, I don't know, fundamentally degrade? Not just the price, but the actual quality.
That is the core threat. I mean, you've hit on it. Phison is openly, strategically shifting its focus away from the, well, the less profitable consumer market.
Who are the high-margin enterprise SSDs?
Yep. They're projecting 20-30% growth there by 2026. This isn't a temporary blip. It's a structural shift.
So the consumer market is now officially second tier.
It's a secondary concern. We're being deprioritized below the AI giants. When their demand is inelastic and the margins are better, the consumer doesn't just face higher prices. We face being pushed to the back of the line.
But okay, even with this price crunch happening right now, the industry is still laying the groundwork for what's next. We have to talk about TSMC.
Oh, yeah.
They've started construction on their next-gen A14 fab in Taiwan.
Targeting 2028 for mass production, which, sounds far away, but for this stuff, that's right around the corner.
And this is the 1.4 nanometer node.
That's the next frontier in efficiency. We're talking up to 15% higher performance for the same power compared to the 2-nanometer node.
Four.
Or you could flip it and get 30% less power usage for similar speeds.
So for you, the listener, what does that jump from 2 nanometers to 1.4 actually mean in a practical sense?
It means future devices, your server, your laptop, whatever, will run cooler. That means better sustained performance without thermal throttling.
And better battery life.
And way better battery life. And in the data center, that translates to drastically lower energy costs, which is absolutely vital with AI's power consumption just ballooning globally.
That efficiency is probably the only thing that can eventually help with these rising costs.
It's the only way.
So that's where the silicon is headed. But for now, we're stuck in this paradox.
Yeah.
The supply chain is in pain, but the innovation just hasn't slowed down one bit.
Not at all.
Which brings us to our second section, component speed and density.
Indeed. I mean, the race for PCIe 5.0 SSDs is just relentless. We're seeing all the major players pushing well past 14,000 megabytes per second now.
I saw Kingston's Fellery Renegade G5 is now out in an 8 terabyte model. hitting 14,800 megabytes per second rate.
And Silicon Power has the XPower XS90 doing similar blistering speeds.
But what's really fascinating to me is the size. Samsung is showing off a tiny M.2 2242 form factor.
The short one, yeah.
A short PCI 5.0 SSD, the PM9E1, and it's still hitting 14.8 gigabytes per second.
The key insight here for you as a user is that the performance floor, the baseline, is just rising dramatically.
Right.
Look at KIOXIA. They just introduced their Xeria Basic SSDs. These are PCIe 4.0 drives. They're positioned as entry level.
The replacement for SATA, basically.
Exactly. And yet they're hitting speeds up to 7,300 megabytes per second read. That was flagship top tier performance just a couple of years ago.
That's a great point. But does that speed even matter if the cost of the actual NAND flash on the drive is soaring 50%? Are we just paying more for speed we don't really need?
That's the challenge for every buyer right now. It really highlights the supply crisis. So yes, you're getting more speed for your performance dollar, but the dollar cost for the raw capacity is becoming, well, disproportionately expensive because of these AI market distortions.
Incredible. And all this speed is... it's finding its way into some interesting places. The real leading edge for durability isn't on the desktop anymore, is it?
Yeah.
It's in cars and at the edge.
Precisely. Samsung is pushing mobile memory with LPDDR6, aiming for, I think, 10.7 gigabits per second per pin.
And better power efficiency.
21% better, which is impressive. But for sheer toughness, look at Micron's automotive UFS 4.1.
This is storage designed to just survive anything, right?
Pretty much. It's built to operate from minus 40 Celsius all the way up to 115 Celsius. It still gives you speeds up to 4.2 gigabytes per second.
But the key is the durability mode.
Exactly. The SLC mode. That single level cell. It's this ultra durable, high endurance mode you absolutely need for mission critical things like LiDAR, radar, cameras, all constantly logging data in an autonomous car.
And the number of cycles is just...
it supports up to 100,000 program array cycles.
Which makes a standard consumer drive look like it's made of paper after a few years.
It really shows you where the big investment in durability is going. And of course, this is all supported by an incredibly strong processor ecosystem. AMD just reported record revenue.
Driven by their EPYC server chips and their Instinct AI accelerators.
And ARM is right there with them. They just broke $1 billion in quarterly revenue.
Because of Neoverse. All because of Neoverse adoption by the hyperscalers. So for anyone unfamiliar, Neoverse is ARM's server architecture, and cloud giants like Google, Microsoft, NVIDIA, they're all jumping on it because it's high performance with better power efficiency.
I think Google alone has moved over 30,000 apps to ARM.
That context just explains everything. The entire enterprise backbone is demanding the best, most durable, most efficient parts at a massive scale, and it's leaving the consumer market scrambling.
Which is the perfect transition. Let's shift to the final products that use all these powerful and volatile components. New storage systems. From smart home AI boxes to, well, petabyte enterprise racks.
We're definitely seeing a new class of home NAS units that bake in AI from the start. It's way beyond just file sharing now. The whole emphasis is on local processing, keeping your data private.
Right, like the Asus or Driver Gen 2 units. They're more value-focused, but they're not skimping on essentials. They've got 2.5 gigabit Ethernet, and they're running on the newer Linux kernel 6.6.
Which gives you the network speed you need now, plus the security of a long-term supported OS kernel.
Then you have something like the Ugreen DXP 4800 series, which is aiming a bit higher. The DXP 4800 Pro model is a big step up.
A huge step up. It's got an Intel Core i3-1315 high-speed memory. It supports up to 96 gigs of DDR5.
And the whole reason for that power jump is the software, right? They're pushing this idea of localized AI.
Exactly. For things like intelligent photo album management, smart search. And to do that kind of heavy lifting, you need the bandwidth from a 10 gigabit Ethernet port and the raw power of that Core i3.
So all that work happens securely on your own hardware, not in the cloud.
Protecting your privacy. Then you see these really interesting hybrid approaches, like the EGAI mini server, which is a Kickstarter project.
That was really focused on privacy.
Heavily. It's a DAS-NAS hybrid, huge capacity, but its standout feature is a physical switch to just turn off the internet.
For total local-only access.
A feature aimed squarely at the privacy-conscious buyer.
And for the DIY crowd, there's that Jonsbo N6 9-bay NAS case. It's a really compact tower, which is great for space.
Yep.
But it's that classic DIY trade-off. The community immediately raised concerns about airflow.
Trying to cool 9 spinning drives packed into a small tower is challenging. You get density, but you might sacrifice thermals.
So moving to the complete opposite end of the spectrum, the enterprise. the petabyte push.
QNAP is launching some serious ZFS rack mounts. There's the TSH2477AXURP, a 24-bay beast for virtualization with AMD Ryzen 7 PRO chips and DDR5 ECC memory.
And they also have that short depth model, the TSH1755XEURP, with those E1S NVMe slots.
Right.
So E1S, what is that and why is it important here?
So E1S is a specialized high-density form factor for NVMe SSDs that are optimized for racks. It lets QNAP pack way more high-speed flash storage into a tight space, like a 3U rack.
Which is perfect for edge data centers where space is at a premium.
Exactly. And then you get to the absolute peak of density.
Seagate.
Seagate's XS4U100 JBOD. It packs 100 hard drives into a single unit.
100.
For 3.2 petabytes of storage.
And this is using their Mosaic HMR technology.
Which is the breakthrough. It's a heat-assisted technology that lets them pack way more data onto each platter. And this huge density is engineered for enterprise benefits, 70% more efficient cooling, 30% lower power use.
This isn't just about saving space, then.
No, it's about meeting the colossal power-hungry demands of edge AI and data sovereignty, but doing it efficiently at the petabyte scale.
Okay, so we've covered this landscape of extremes. What does it all mean when you put it together? What's the synthesis here?
I think it's a very clear tension. On one hand, you have this massive structural price pressure and global component shortages, all driven by AI's insatiable appetite.
And on the other?
On the other, you see this relentless, necessary innovation making everything faster, denser, and smarter, from the AI-powered NAS in your home to these petabyte enterprise systems. The tech is amazing, but the cost of the raw material is just climbing faster.
So the key takeaway for you, the consumer or prosumer, is that the trade-off today isn't just about price versus capacity anymore.
No.
It's whether this hyper-competition from the huge data centers and AI buyers will keep driving up costs faster than technology breakthroughs like 1.4 nanometer chips or Mosaic HMR can bring them down. We're in a commodity crisis driven by AI.
Which I think raises a really important question for the future. You know, given the strategic shift from manufacturers prioritizing enterprise sales and this huge surge in memory prices, will owning large-scale personal storage like a fully populated 4-bay or an 8-bay NAS soon become financially out of reach for the average person? How do you future-proof your own data strategy when the cost of capacity itself is so fundamentally threatened?